From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 16th. Coming up, a Chicago woman who was one of the first advocates to help migrants in the city is having a hard time finding a path to stay in the United States due to backlogs with the federal office that oversees immigration. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois families living under the federal poverty line can get extra help feeding their kids during summer vacation. Esther Yunjin Kang reports.
More than a million children in the state are eligible to get a benefit card with $120. Cameron Mattson is with the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
A lot of our young neighbors rely on meals that they receive at school. And so for years, we've known that summer is a vulnerable time for children.
Families can enroll through their schools or at wegotyouillinois.org before summer break. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Planned Parenthood wants to expand access to abortion in Illinois by not requiring patients to see a doctor. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Patients who are up to 10 weeks pregnant can use the Planned Parenthood Direct app. If approved by a provider, they would mail patients medication to end their pregnancies. The address must be in Illinois. It could be a house or even a hotel. Dr. Colleen McNicholas is with a downstate Planned Parenthood affiliate.
You know, the fall of Roe really pushed everybody in the world of abortion care to think about how we are delivering abortion access, to make sure that we are doing just the things that are medically necessary and pushing ourselves to make it accessible to everybody who needs it as easily as possible.
Some Planned Parenthood affiliates already mail pills to patients, but require a virtual visit with a medical provider first. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Downstate Illinois lawmakers are furious after Chicago-area House Democrats passed a measure banning hunting contests that target fur-bearing mammals. State Representative Anna Moeller of Elgin, the sponsor, calls these contests blood sport and says they don't help coal coyotes, bobcats, or other populations of predatory animals. But Republican State Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb says yes, they do, and Chicago-area lawmakers don't get that.
If you want to do a bill like this, how about you do a pilot program in Cook County? Because we sure as hell don't need it in the rest of the state.
The measure doesn't affect deer hunting contests or fishing. It also doesn't prevent landowners from hunting fur-bearing mammals to protect their family or property. It now moves to the Senate. 2024 Illinois Mr. Basketball and incoming freshman Merez Johnson Jr. was selected to compete at the U18 USA Basketball Training Camp for a roster spot. Johnson signed to play with the Illini in late 2023 after being a top-ranked prospect during his time at Thornton Township High School. The top-ranked high school player in Illinois averaged 20 points and 15 rebounds per game in his senior year. USA Basketball Training Camp begins on May 23rd at the U.S. Olympic Training Center. Still to come, a Chicago woman who was one of the first advocates to help migrants in the city is having a hard time finding a path to stay in the United States due to backlogs with the federal office that oversees immigration. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
If you love the city of Chicago, you'll want to tune in for Jeffrey Bear's newest special. It's called Chicago Mysteries. Bear wants to answer weird questions about Chicago's history and culture, like, did a UFO really fly over O'Hare Airport? Why don't Chicagoans put ketchup on their hot dogs? Learn the answers to these and other intriguing questions in this immersive tour of the Windy City. Chicago Mysteries is available to stream now with the free PBS app.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A Northside Chicago woman was one of the first advocates to help migrants when they were sent to police stations. She's an immigrant herself, living here on a religious visa. Due to backlogs with the federal office that oversees immigration, she and her husband are having a hard time finding a path to stay in the United States legally. Adriana Cardona Magigad has her story.
In the fall of 2022, on a cool Friday night, Luisette Kral was out and about on Devon Avenue on the sidewalk outside her small church. She was coordinating a free clothes pop-up store for newcomers who were staying at a nearby YMCA in Rogers Park.
Aquí están las blusas.
Migrants grabbed donated jeans, jackets, shoes, socks, underwear. Lucette helped them sort through items.
Check, check, check.
Her husband, Ed Kroll, played music and passed out hot chocolate and pizzas. That was my first introduction to Lucette. I followed her work with migrants ever since. She and her husband are both theologians from Curaçao, a Dutch Caribbean island. Lucette often jokes and quickly makes fun of her unique background.
Dutch is my first language. I am the first black Dutch that you meet, don't I? Ah, I know. Yo soy de la isla Curaçao.
She's easy to talk to, never afraid of approaching people on the streets, and quickly shifts between languages, English, Spanish, or Papiamento. Lucette's work with migrants is all as a volunteer. She's worked with refugees and other immigrants before, but this has become a big calling. She knows how tough it is for migrants to stay here legally because keeping a legal status in the U.S. has been tough for her too. She recalls when she and Ed started helping migrants in Rogers Park, where they also live.
We were standing on the supermarket parking and some young girls asked us for Bibles. And we were handing out Bibles and Coca-Cola and they asked us for Bibles. Usually they ask just for the Coca-Cola.
After that, the couple organized church dinners and hosted asylum seekers in their home. Then Lucette turned to housing.
I think I have helped over 100 people finding homes, and I do it by finding neighborhoods and parking my car somewhere and walk with them the streets. We walk half a day.
Last fall, a city-run shelter space was limited. Lucette partnered with the Institute of Cultural Affairs. The organization owns a high-rise in the uptown neighborhood, where some floors now house dozens of migrant families. The families pay the Institute an affordable rental fee for their space, and they share kitchens and showers. Migrants were excited showing off their space last fall. Julieta Pino, who lives in the shared space with her husband and kids, says she arrived in Chicago like most migrants, without clothes, with nothing.
Yo llegué aquí a Estados Unidos y llegué como todos inmigrantes. Yo llegué sin ropa, sin nada, y me dijeron de la iglesia. Fui un día.
Someone told her about Lucette's free store and the church. She went and felt welcomed. She says she's far away from her family, but now has a community. But the type of support that Lucette and her husband offer may be coming to an end. The Kralls have maxed out extending their religious visa. They've lived here for 12 years. Chicago has become a home to them, but they might have to leave this spring because due to backlogs with immigration, applying for permanent residency will take years.
I just want to tell you how broken the system is. If I have to move, I can go.
Where will you go?
I have no idea.
Lucette highlights the irony of the situation, helping migrants get through challenges when she and her husband are navigating their own. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Esther Yunji Kang, Kristen Schorsch, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Adriana Cardona Magigad. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.